Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Hello, and welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're giving parents and teachers a snapshot, really, of what students are digging into in The Juice app, that daily educational resource. Okay, let's unpack this. First up, students are reading about sleep, you know, getting ready for the new school year. Pediatricians are really stressing how important adequate rest is. It ties into CDC recommendations, naturally, and how much it helps with learning, with just functioning day to day. For instance, the CDC says 6 to 12-year-olds, they need about 9 to 12 hours, and like 13 to 17-year-olds should be getting 8 to 10. Experts suggest things like shifting bedtimes a bit earlier each night leading up to school and, you know, avoiding screens right before bed.
Right. And what's fascinating here, it's not just about feeling less tired. It's that sleep actually helps, you know, rebuild brain pathways. That's when the real learning and memory stuff happens, while we're asleep. So it's really foundational, not just for school, but for emotional well-being too. So a good question to maybe explore with students could be, how does sleep really affect how we learn and feel? And maybe what small changes can we make, you know, as a family to get ready for that school sleep routine?
Good points. Okay, so from personal well-being, let's shift focus a bit to the planet's health, specifically efforts to protect America's bees. Their populations have dropped, I mean, a lot, like 56% in the last year, which is a record. A major threat is something called American foul brood. It's this bacterial infection. It's pretty nasty. It affects the larvae. But here's the really interesting part. There's a retired police dog, Maple, who uses her amazing sense of smell to detect this infection super early, often saving whole colonies before humans even know there's a problem.
That's just, wow, truly remarkable, isn't it? It shows how sometimes solutions come from really unexpected places. Maple's ability, it kind of highlights how nature itself can offer solutions and how collaboration, even, you know, across species, can help tackle these big environmental issues. It definitely raises a point for discussion. How can animals like Maple actually help solve environmental problems and maybe a broader one? Why are bees so important anyway?
Yeah, great questions. Okay, now shifting from the land, let's dive into the ocean. Students are learning about a pretty exciting discovery, a new species of massive manta ray. It's called Mabula yarae, or the Atlantic manta ray. Took a marine biologist, Andrea Marshall, 15 years to confirm it. And these things can get huge, like 16 to 20 feet wide, bigger than a car. Mm-hmm. And DNA testing confirmed it's genetically distinct. It has this kind of black and white panda bear pattern on its skin.
20 feet, that's just... It's astonishing, really, that something that large could go undiscovered for so long, especially now in our connected world. It really drives home how much we still don't know about our planet's biodiversity, even in waters we think we know well. So you could ask students, what's the big deal about discovering a large new species today? Why does it matter? And how do scientists use different tools like observation and DNA to be sure about these discoveries?
Right. Okay, let's move to the quote of the day. Today, it features Madonna. She says, no matter who you are, no matter what you did, no matter where you've come from, you can always change, become a better version of yourself. And students are learning a bit about her, the queen of pop, known since the 80s for, well, her influence and her ability to constantly reinvent herself.
Yeah. It's a powerful quote for reflection. Madonna's career, it's more than just music, isn't it? It's like a masterclass in reinvention over decades. Her journey shows that growth often means, you know, adapting, changing, sometimes embracing things that are uncomfortable. That's a really relevant message for young people today. So maybe discuss, what does reinvent yourself actually mean? Or become a better version? And how could that idea apply in our own lives right now?
That's a good connection. Okay, next topic students are exploring involves changes happening in college life across the country. Universities are dealing with things like federal budget cuts, maybe new academic directives, plus rising costs generally. And it's leading some places like UNC Chapel Hill and Southern Oregon University to make cuts, layoffs, fewer classes, even cutting whole programs like chemistry or economics. Grad schools are apparently scaling back admissions too. It points to these broader financial pressures in higher education.
It certainly highlights a lot of complex factors impacting education access. These decisions, while often framed around financial necessity, do raise questions. You know, questions about the long-term effects on the diversity of academic fields and maybe the kind of broad education universities aim to provide. A discussion point could be, how might these kinds of changes in university funding or programs affect a student's future choices or their potential career paths?
Definitely something to think about. Okay, finally, students are also following some major international news. a summit happening today in Alaska. President Trump and Vladimir Putin are meeting. The focus is on potential steps to end the conflict in Ukraine. European leaders are apparently pushing back against any ceasefire deal that involves land swapping, basically Russia keeping Ukrainian territory it occupies. President Zelensky of Ukraine strongly opposes that too, of course. But neither Zelensky nor European leaders are actually at this summit.
Yeah, this story really opens a window onto the complexities of global diplomacy, doesn't it? It's a clear example of all the different perspectives and, frankly, interests involved when world leaders meet about a conflict, especially when some key stakeholders aren't even in the room. So a discussion could center on what are all those different viewpoints when leaders negotiate, and how do these high-level talks actually affect people living in the conflict zones?
Lots of layers there. Well, we hope this run-through of some stories from The Juice gives you some valuable insights and maybe some starting points for good conversations with the students in your life. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.